and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on our FICPA podcast. Today we will talk about the evolution of the accounting profession and how you and your organization can be ready and embrace change. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "The future depends on what we do in the present." With the change of pace in the accounting profession and the rise of automation and technology, accountants' roles are ever-changing. With me today, I have Gary Fracassi, the 2018-2019 chair of the FICPA. Gary, thank you so much for being with us today.
Mia, yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Well, Gary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
There's a lot of things that I can say, and I'll sum it up that I've been in the accounting profession for quite a few years. I'm currently a practicing CPA in Orlando with my own firm. I'm a tax guy, although I've done audits. I've been in private accounting. I was a controller for a chain of fast food restaurants. So I've kind of done everything that a CPA can do. Currently, though, I'm loving what I'm doing in terms of public accounting and the tax arena. I love helping clients. It's really exciting work. I would say that it's probably been a grueling tax season with all of the changes in the tax law, but Let's face it, that's what we are all about these days, change. Everything changes.
Yes, definitely. Since we just had the tax reform change, you certainly have come a long way to just, you know, learn all of those new codes and how our profession has changed. And I'm sure you've seen and adapted to changes along the way.
I've given a couple of talks. One of my key themes for this past year has been talking about change and what change exists in the profession. If I asked anybody what the biggest changes that they might have seen over their career for somebody that's been around for a few years, I could talk about the computer and how over the last 40 years, but it's not really the computer anymore, it's technology in general that's leading the change of how we do things in the accounting profession. One of the funniest things that I can tell you is that when I first started my practice, I had to go to the bank and take out a loan in order to buy a computer.
Wow. And how much did that computer cost?
Back then, with all of the tax software and the computer and the printer and the whole, just to get set up, where it was well over $5,000.
Wow. And it probably took up a lot of space.
It did. It did. And now it's, you know, what, a $250 purchase at Office Depot.
Yes, it's definitely come a long way. Now, you know, I know accountants have been known to be the trusted advisor in companies or to their clients if they're practicing in public accounting or in government organizations and other roles. Now, would you say that a shift from the traditional accountant to maybe a more dynamic role focused on problem solving, accounting technology, and value producing is evolving?
Mia, I think the biggest thing that we're seeing in the application of technology to the accounting profession is that if we look at recurring tasks, and you might think of bookkeeping type entries.
Like where, the mundane things.
Yeah, the routine things where, you know, you look at check stubs or bank statements and you're looking at all of the transactions that might have occurred in the bank account and recording them, you know, onto the company's books. Those things are so rote that we can now automate them and have that type of task done.
Sort of how the bank can talk to the software and putting all that information in.
Right. And so when you do that, then you end up with the initial steps on the accounting process in order to get to financial statements which produce usable information that helps companies make decisions. Those kind of things at the lower end are automated. So technology has definitely freed up a lot of time for accountants. Unfortunately, though, it's also taken a good block of business away from small practitioners or taken jobs away from young CPAs just starting out in their careers, because traditionally they were given those types of routine work so they could learn the job and learn their skill set.
I would definitely agree with that, because I remember when back in the old days when I first started practicing, you learn how to reconcile a bank account, you learn how to do a payroll tax calculation. Now the computer's doing a lot of that for you.
Definitely.
So you don't, you know, you may not learn those little teeny elements that are just kind of big picture things.
Correct. But it's a skill set that it taught you too, though, is, you know, reconciling an account, whether it's a bank account or anything else on a financial statement, finding an error, fixing an error, that's a skill set that once you learn it, you apply it over and over again. So those those early skills that you were taught definitely have come into play throughout your career.
That's so true. Now, they say that for disruption and changes in this profession, that you need to be able to recognize them now and react and respond proactively versus reactively.
When we talk about disruption, the example that we just used with, you know, automation changing the way some entry-level accounting work is done, that has definitely disrupted the CPA profession or the accounting profession in general. And we have to adapt to that. If you were, if that was all you did was bookkeeping type services, or if you were an accountant working for a company and your job was, you know, reconciling bank accounts or data entry or something on the entry level, and this technology comes along and has disrupted everything in the accounting arena, well, you better have been prepared for it, because if you weren't prepared for it, if you weren't adapting to what the next level of the profession was going to be, unfortunately, you'd be out of a job.
That is so true. Now, from what I've read, the fourth industrial revolution is on the rise. Now, for those of you that are not aware of the fourth industrial revolution, it is characterized by a fusion of technologies that is blurring the lines between the physical, digital, and biological spheres, collectively referred to as cyber-physical systems. Now, one of the areas of curriculum development is the learning of the ABCDs, which stands for AI, which is artificial intelligence, blockchain, cybersecurity, and data analytics. Now, how can a CPA prepare and develop for this future?
So, all of these areas, ABCDs, are new challenges, new technologies, new issues that we're facing in the accounting profession and in every business. All large companies are trying to employ artificial intelligence. How can we, you know, use technology to our advantage? An example is what we've been talking about with the automation of some accounting processes. And artificial intelligence allows those things to happen. You know, we're able to teach the computer. Same thing with robotics in the manufacturing process. They're becoming more and more adaptive. One of the best examples of artificial intelligence combining the technology world, the blurring of the lines between the physical, the digital, and biological might be driverless cars.
Oh, yeah, right.
And when we think about, you know, how that technology, think about what that's going to do in so many areas. Taxi companies. Taxi drivers. One of the best applications that they're talking about is for a long-haul truck driver. You can put the truck on the highway and just set the destination, and you don't need a driver. So that whole area of jobs are subject to disruption.
And that actually affects the accounting profession when you think about the work that you do.
Think about the work that you do. If all of those people are displaced, and there are a lot of businesses that go along with it, you know, if we talk about driverless cars, the whole idea behind driverless cars is that you prevent accidents because they don't crash into each other. Well, now body shops go out of business.
Right.
So in that area, artificial intelligence is definitely, you know, it's definitely here. We're dealing with it today. When we talk about blockchain and cybersecurity, more and more technology, more and more business is done using cryptocurrency and cyber business. And that has disrupted how we audit and what we audit in the accounting profession. We're as concerned about protecting the integrity of the numbers and the systems that produce those numbers as we are about the numbers themselves. So as more and more identity theft occurs, as more and more businesses are hacked, we have these issues of what's the effect going to be on the audit and what we have to do to make sure companies are doing all they can to protect their data, to protect their customers' identities and information. And finally, data analytics. Again, it's the whole ultimate goal of all of the accounting process is to help companies make decisions that will grow their business or change their business or recognize trends that would tell them that they should be changing. Data analytics is the ability to take massive amounts of data and glean information from that. So if you thought about a trend, let's say, where now we have, you know, soda machines at fast food restaurants where all you do is push a button and tell it, you know, that you want Coke or Diet Coke or sugar-free Coke or or light, you know, light ginger ale versus regular ginger ale, or if you're blending two flavors together, which you can do, that machine is actually collecting the data and transmitting it back to Coca-Cola to let them know what the trends are in the marketplace. That's data analytics.
Wow, I had no idea. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so they can see the trend of whether people are back on a sugar high or whether, you know, it's diet soda or whether they're all just doing sparkling water.
And I love it that accountants are the ones that are the go-to people to do those analyses.
Right. Before, we used to be able to take a set of financial statements and say, okay, your inventory is increasing, so you should, you know, back off on that, or your material costs are increasing, maybe you should raise your prices. Now with technology, we're able to drill down much farther instead of just the highlight numbers, but into the actual transactions themselves and see what trends are there and what kind of useful information is available.
Well, wow. Well, you know, Gary, thank you so much for your time today and sharing your thoughts on the evolution of the accounting profession. I know that you are super involved with the FICPA and serve on the AICPA Council, and you hear a lot of what's going on, not just in our area, but, you know, throughout the nation. So I really appreciate you sharing your information with us today.
Mia, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. One of the things that's really on the forefront everywhere today, particularly in the accounting profession, is that the whole notion of everything being changed, everything disrupting, we have to unlearn what we know already, learn new skills, relearn skills, and put them to use. So it's going to be something that's going to be facing the accounting profession for the next 20, 30, 40 years. We're just going to have to continue to adapt, be adaptable, be willing to unlearn everything we know, relearn skills.
Thank you so much for your wisdom on that. So if you'd like to learn more about the future of the accounting profession and how you can gain resources, the FICPA has online courses, and we have in-person courses, we have the CFO series, seminars, conferences, and other information on how you can transform yourself and your organization for the future. Visit us at www.ficpa.org or call 850-224-2727 to learn more. Until next time, keep smiling.